This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren. Prayers are a must for godly living. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations as we continue looking at the topic of prayer. Prayers are an imperative or a must for godly living. Daily prayers are a must for all mankind who would live godly in Christ Jesus. Those who so pray and live will be welcomed to the glories of heaven and will see in person Jesus, the precious Son of God, who died a most cruel death and who died on the cross for our sins and for all the sins of mankind. To that righteous end, the Apostle Paul encouraged the brethren at Rome in Romans 12, verses 9 through 12. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. In love of the brethren, be tenderly affectionate one to another, in honor preferring one another, in diligence not slothful, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continue steadfastly in prayer. Communicating to the necessities of the saints, given to hospitality. Now, the word steadfastly suggests daily times for prayer. Under normal circumstances, every Christian should have at least one specific time each day for prayer and meditation. To that righteous end, Paul also wrote to the church at Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17 and 18, where Paul says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus to youward." To Timothy, his son in the faith, Paul wrote, "I exhort, therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings and all that are in high places, that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity." 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. Observe here how that Paul was intent upon Timothy's leading a tranquil life, that is, a quiet life in all godliness and gravity, and that by means of humility, prayers, and supplications, coupled with good works. To that same end, the Apostle Paul declared, "The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is upon them that do evil." 1 Peter 3, verse 12. The Apostle John wrote in John 9:31, "We know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and do his will, him he heareth." Now, what is the point of looking at these scriptures? There is the distinct possibility that your prayers and our prayers, the prayers of others, have been hindered, and that because we or they do not pray often enough, because our prayers or your prayers, in far too many circumstances, are for material blessings which are aimed at each one's own personal and selfish well-being. A personal question is, do I or do you take pride in your prayer life? Consider with me the words you found in Malachi chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. "A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear? Saith Jehovah of hosts unto you, priests that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon my altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? And that ye say, the table of Jehovah is contemptible. Oh, that there were among you that would shut the doors, that ye might not kindle fire on mine altar in vain." Malachi 1, 8 through 10. Are we making time to pray to God each and every day? Are we doing so multiple times? If not, are we willing to take a personal inventory to examine ourselves and see where we can improve and make sure that we are praying to God as each and every faithful Christian should? Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations.